And now this is a dictation for Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, May 29, 65. Address as a letter to TC, T-E-C-E, First, F-I-R-S-T-N-P, 810-600-7882. Dear Mrs. First, follow up Mr. Baldwin, renal transplant from brother 1991, last visit October, progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with wife, the last few days, not feeling well, nausea, vomiting, poor oral intake, some weight loss, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no kidney transplant, has not taken the lisinopril, actually none of the medication for probably a couple of days, very weak, lightheaded, denied chest pain, palpitation, dizziness, denies coffee, sputum production. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the prednisone, cyclosporin, blood pressure, atenolol, lisinopril, next paragraph, blood pressure 182 on the left-sided sitting position, standing up down to 80 over 70, weak, lightheaded, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, ascites, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, March. Mild anemia, normal white blood cell platelet. Creatinine 1.9, which is baseline. GFR 40, normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin, phosphorus, minor elevation of calcium 10.5. Ferritin, low side but saturation normal, A1C at 6. Normal thyroid, low B12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal transplant from brother, 1991. Next number, CKD stage 3, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressant. Next number, hypovolemia, hypotension, symptomatic, upper gastrointestinal symptoms, no diarrhea. He did not take lisinopril 1 or 2 days. We discuss about hydration or evaluation in the emergency room. Wife believes emergency room will be more appropriate. We bring him to the emergency room, communicate the low blood pressure postural changes. End of dictation.